So I'm going to make this one really short. This is a part of the creation, source code, creation code, whatever you want to call it. I'll just say 3 of 20. But this is going to be kind of quick. The obvious thing, if you really sit down and meditate on it, is you'll realize the earth realm is a copy machine. And you might say, what do you mean? Everything's a copy machine. The granddad has a son, which is your dad. Your dad has a son, which is you. You have a son, which is the great-grandchild, and y'all are just a copy of each other's DNA. Now, when you throw another person in the mix, it's really a copy of the man and woman. So the man and woman kind of make a copy of themselves. And you see how Adam and Eve fell. They fell into sin, but they also were redeemed. And they had children that followed suit, had Cain and Abel. So they had the dark and the light, which is the flesh versus the spirit. So everything is a copy machine down here. And the same battles that Adam and Eve faced, you face. And the same battles that the New Testament people faced, you face. And so, whether Solomon and Delilah or David and Bathsheba or whatever situation, it's the same stuff you face. God looks on the heart, man looks on the outside, right? Is the heart right, you know? And so when you look at a farmer, he puts a watermelon seed in the ground and he gets a watermelon. You look in the mirror, you see a copy of your face. You speak, you yell, get on the mountaintop and yell, it echoes back your voice. And so everything down here, your left side is a mirror image copy of your right side. So you take one step at a time, everything is a copy machine. And so when you're dealing with a narcissistic psychopath who's got bad behavior, evil behavior, they're trying to make a copy of themselves in you. And if you're spirit-filled, you're trying to make them in a copy of you. Hey, walking, live in the now. Live in peace. Why are you cursing? Why are you lying? Why are you cheating? Why are you doing this? You're not going to find happiness or joy in anything else, you know, anything outside yourself. Midlife crisis is not having, the midlife crisis is internal. You're having a midlife crisis because it's internal. You're having a dark night of the soul because you're not doing the internal work. A tower moment or whatever they call it. Whatever you want to call it, I don't care. The world calls it a tower moment. They also call it dark night of the soul. But it's almost like a spiritual awakening, yeah. But you could keep going through those spiritual awakenings, but this might be the time. If you're by yourself and you got time to be alone, use this time wisely to become spiritual. Why chase other people around and bring them into the mix unless they are spiritual, and to destroy your evolution. I don't even like to use that word. Evolving into the spirit walk instead of the flesh walk. Use your time wisely to grow spiritually. If other people are talking about it online, but you never experienced it, why call them crazy? Why would you call them crazy? Maybe if there's thousands of people saying, hey, there's this thing called a spiritual awakening, but you've never experienced it. Are they crazy? Can that many people, millions of people say, I had a spiritual awakening? Are they crazy? Or are you crazy? Because you're just going around your circuit. And people say, I've learned to manifest. And how do they do that? They just sow seed over and over, the same seed over and over. and then it has to harvest because it's a copy machine, just like the farmer. Reproduction. So Adam and Eve reproduced. The word reproduce is a copy. You go to the hardware store and you get some plywood, ply, layers, copies on top of each other, glued together. So you glue these layers of wood together and you create plywood. Multiply. 3 times 3, multiplication, multiply. 3 plus 3 plus 3 is 9. 3 times 3. And so multiplication is a copy machine. You're in a copy machine. The leaves on the plants, the animals, the bricks on the building, the windows, the concrete, everything is a copy machine. And when you see that, then you break the paradigm and you realize the spirit creatures are trying to make copies by pointing them to Jesus. The flesh creatures are trying to make copies to try to pull you off your game, your spiritual walk. And so that copy machine is playing out 24/7, 7 days a week in conversations. You're trying to have a logical, peaceful conversation with a narcissist, and there's no logic and peace in them. And so they're trying to bring confusion and chaos in your life. Everything they do is unhealthy. Everything you do is healthy, or you try to be, and they're trying to be unhealthy, and they're trying to pull you into their toxic environment. And I'll put under this video a list of healthy and unhealthy behavior and see which one you follow. And if you follow the unhealthy behavior that the AI has determined was unhealthy, maybe you're unhealthy. Maybe you need to be saved. Maybe you need to become spiritual. Maybe you need to have an awakening. Maybe you need to apologize to people. You tried to destroy their lives and make them into a copy of you, and your internal being has no peace. Maybe they had peace and you wanted their peace, but because you're toxic, you can't have their peace until you do the inner work and go through the dark night of the soul, the tower moment, the regeneration. You have to renounce your old ways and start new ways. And it's a long process. And if you waited too long, you might not ever get there. And your destiny's pretty much set. But you can change it at any time.